welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Josh, and today we're going to read and reflect on 1 John 3, verses 16 to 18. So let me read those verses. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. These verses are a call for us to love each other with a true love. But how do you define love? What is love? I think often we tend to think of love as a feeling, but is it just an emotion? Or is it something more than that? How do we understand true love? A few years ago, I was watching an Australian journalist named Andrew Denton interviewing the renowned atheist Richard Dawkins. And throughout the interview, Dawkins was explaining and defending, as he does, his materialistic view that human beings are just collections of atoms. According to Richard Dawkins, all that we are is a material body, just a collection of atoms. But then the interviewer asked Richard Dawkins a fascinating question. He asked, "Richard, if we're just collections of atoms, how do you define love? The love you have for your wife and daughter, how do you explain it?" And I was absolutely fascinated to see that Dawkins couldn't answer the question. He spluttered and coughed and he ummed and ahed, and in the end he simply said, I don't really think about these things too much." How incredible! One of the foremost thinkers on the planet, but he has no explanation or definition for one of the most basic aspects of human life, love. What a contrast we see in these few verses from 1 John. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. I think we instinctively know this to be true, don't we? We instinctively know that to give up your own life to save someone else is the pinnacle, the clearest demonstration possible of what love is. To value someone else so much that you would even give up your own life to save theirs. That's true love. Perhaps you think of emergency workers who put their own lives at risk to save strangers. Or the soldier who sacrifices himself by shielding his comrades from harm. I think of my childhood friend Dale, who saved his children from drowning when they got caught in dangerous waters, but in the process of getting his kids to safety, Dale lost his own life. We instinctively know that this kind of self-sacrifice is the ultimate definition of what it means to truly love someone. And the incredible message of the Easter season is that this is the depth of the love God has for us. He values us so highly that he would sacrifice himself to save us. As our passage says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. I think one of the incredible things about the love of Jesus is that he gave his life for us even though we were his enemies. You and I struggle to perfectly love even our closest friends. But it's not as though we were friends with God. Rather, even while we were rebelling against God, God showed his love for us by giving up his own son for us. In a very similar verse to the one we've just read, Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The love of God for you is so strong and deep that even while you were sinning against him, living without him, rebelling against him, God himself, the injured party, undertook to bring you back and restore his relationship with you. What an incredible love, a love that takes action and sacrifices self for the good of the other person. And the verses we're reflecting on today challenge us to live with that same love for others. John says, we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. A self-sacrificial love, where we give up our time, our energy, our investments, our resources, our lives for the benefit of others. That is a huge challenge, isn't it? How can we possibly achieve this level of love for others in our lives? Well, let me firstly say, I think the wrong way for us to go about it is to try and turn ourselves into better, more loving people. I know in my own life that this is often the way I'm tempted to operate. I read a challenge from the Bible like this, and I start to give myself a good mental pep talk and tell myself, right, Josh, you've got to love people more. You've got to be more other person-centered. And so my response to a command in the Bible is that I embark upon a self-improvement program, trying to turn myself into a better Christian. But that sort of self-improvement never works, does it? It may work for a little while, but pretty soon we slide back into our old selfish habits. Or all it takes is for that certain person who rubs us the wrong way to say something insensitive, and we react again with all our old ungodliness and selfishness. Self-improvement isn't the way forward. So what is the way forward? I think the only way is to allow ourselves to be transformed by God's love. Not self-improvement, but to let God do his work in our lives. Because God's love is a transforming love. In our passage, the Apostle John says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Do you see what he's saying? He's saying that if we don't care for our fellow human being, that proves we haven't experienced the transforming love of God. Because you can't experience the self-sacrificial love that God gives and go away unchanged. If we truly experience God's love, we ourselves will be transformed. So how do we experience more of that transforming love of God? Well, we keep coming back to reflect on and wonder at the cross of Jesus Christ. Because what does John say? This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. If we want to be transformed into more loving people, we need to keep coming back to see and understand more of the beauty of what true love looks like. We need to keep coming back to see more of Jesus. In fact, that's the reason why we have Lent in the church calendar. This season is a time where we can deliberately come again to the foot of the cross and be refilled with wonder at the love God has for us. And as we continue to reflect on and contemplate God's love for us in Christ, so that love will transform us inwardly to make us more like he is, loving others with a self-sacrificial love. Let me pray for us. Lord, thank you for this portion of the scriptures. Thank you that we know what true love is because Jesus gave up his life to save us from our sinfulness and rebellion. Thank you that your love is not just a model of love for us to copy, but it's a transforming love that changes us to be more like you. Please continue to do that work of transformation in us, we pray.